Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Living Better in San Diego, a public service presentation of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. I'm Gary Lee. The California Protons Cancer Therapy Center is located here in San Diego and is home to one of the world's most experienced radiation oncology teams in the proton space. What is proton therapy? Well, it's a much less invasive alternative to treating cancer than the more traditional approaches. California Protons is at the forefront of medical care, research, and biotechnology. Joining us this morning is California Protons Cancer Therapy Center radiation oncologist, Dr. Andrew Chang. Welcome, Dr. Chang.
Good morning, Gary. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you on the show this morning. You are with the California Protons Cancer Therapy Center. How about a little background information on the center? When did you first open your doors?
Sure. We first opened in February of 2014 to the treatment of our patients. And we are located up in the Miramar area, right off of Camino Santa Fe, between Mira Mesa and Miramar Road.
So you're relatively new, your organization.
Correct. That's right.
And there's one other center like yours in the state, right? You're not the only one.
That's correct. Loma Linda, California, which was the first proton therapy center in the world. And since then, several ones have been popping up throughout the United States, and we're one of the newest ones here.
Okay. And do you find your patients are mainly from California, or do they come from all over?
Quite a bit from outside the state, actually. We figure about 30 to 40% of our patients are from the San Diego area. And the majority of the patients are actually coming from outside the local San Diego County to come to us for treatment.
And do you get them from other parts of the country, too?
Almost certainly patients come from all over the United States. And actually, we have quite a few patients that come internationally as well. You know, there are a lot of other proton centers that have started in the last 20 years or so since proton therapy started becoming very widely accessible throughout the country. But at California Protons, we have one of the most experienced radiation oncologist teams that have been using proton therapy for many years. And so we find patients that are looking into proton therapy will find our team and will come to us for treatment.
How many patients have you seen since you started?
We've seen probably about 1,500 patients that we've treated in the last few years. But our team has had quite a bit of experience. And actually, our medical director, Dr. Carl Rossi, has treated more prostate cancer patients than anyone in the world with proton therapy. So he's one of the most experienced folks that there is out there.
I actually just saw a TV commercial for your center the other day. So I thought, well, this is perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect timing. So,
yeah.
Okay, so let's get down to basics here. What is proton therapy?
Sure. So proton therapy, I explained to my patients, is a very precise form of radiation therapy. And the way I explain it is that if one thinks about standard radiation therapy, kind of like a shotgun that hits everything in the area, proton radiation is like a target rifle that allows us to pinpoint that radiation to where we want it to go in a very accurate manner. That allows us to give the radiation to the cancer and the areas that we need to treat while limiting the amount of radiation that goes to the normal tissues, the healthy tissues that are around that cancer.
So it's a kind of pretty unique type of treatment.
That's correct, yeah. Proton therapy, you know, the concept's been around since the 1940s and 50s, and the first patients were actually treated in 1954 at research labs because proton accelerators were originally physics research machines. And someone said, hey, you know what, if we could take this physics research and use it for cancer treatment, it can do a very good job of treating cancers potentially better than the standard radiation therapy. But several decades previously, you know, we didn't have CT scanners at that time. We didn't have MRIs at that time. And so it wasn't really until the 1980s and 1990s that people started saying in the medical community, can we really make this a commercially viable technology? And the vendors really only started in 2000, where one can now just build a proton center specifically for medical purposes and not have to use a physics research lab. So the idea and the treatment's actually been around for many decades, but it hasn't been until the last 10 years or so that we're starting to see it used more commonly.
I see. So it's still relatively new as far as treating cancer.
That's correct.
Does it work with other diseases?
Yeah, it works for quite a few diseases. You know, what I tell patients is that whenever we treat a patient with cancer, it oftentimes involves a team of physicians. And the main treatment for cancer are a combination of surgery and chemotherapy and radiation therapy. And for some cancers, we use one or two of those. Some cancers, we use all three of those treatments. And it's very specific for the type of cancer and that patient that we would utilize which modality. Within the umbrella of radiation therapy, proton therapy is one of the very good ways of delivering that highly precise radiation treatment.
And is it used for all types of cancer?
Yes, any cancer that is treated with radiation therapy, proton therapy is a form of radiation therapy we can use. So we treat brain tumors, we treat patients with lung cancer, patients with prostate cancer and breast cancer, some of the most common cancers we see. But we also treat patients with rectal cancers and pancreatic cancers. So pretty much any type of cancer that utilizes radiation as part of the treatment, proton therapy can be a form of that treatment.
Is the process the same for all the different cancers as far as the treatment goes?
That's correct. So when we talk about radiation therapy, typically the way it's done, it's a daily Monday through Friday treatment, usually 5 days a week, over a period of anywhere from 5 to 7 to 8 weeks of that treatment. And so standard radiation is utilized in that daily manner, and proton therapy mirrors that. And just like standard radiation, proton therapy doesn't cause any pain. So patients don't feel anything, they don't hear anything, they don't see anything. Just laying on that table, just like getting a chest x-ray. Lay on that table for half an hour and you go on out.
And side effects?
So the side effects depend upon the area we're treating that radiation. And that one is very specific for the types of tumors that we are trying to give that radiation treatment to. One of the things, though, that we attempt to do and have a very good job of doing with proton therapy is that as it's a more precise form of radiation, we can oftentimes eliminate or minimize the amount of radiation that goes to the healthy tissue that's around that cancer. And so by doing that, we can reduce the side effect profile or the risks of side effect for any one specific type of cancer.
Yeah, because with chemotherapy, the side effects can be pretty intense, right?
Correct. For chemotherapy, that's a type of treatment that goes throughout the body, and so one gets the side effects throughout. Whereas with radiation therapy, it's really only the side effects where we're giving that radiation. And if you can focus that radiation even better, you can improve that side effect profile even better. And so going back to that example I gave earlier, is if one thinks about like a shotgun being standard radiation and proton radiation being like a target rifle, if you imagine a piece of paper with a circle drawn on it, a shotgun will get some of those bullets inside that circle and some of the bullets outside that circle. Whereas with a target rifle, you can get all the bullets inside that circle. And that piece of paper, it really doesn't care where the bullets are coming from. It's only where is it placed. Very similarly, in the human body, when we give radiotherapy, the body doesn't care if that radiation's coming from standard X-ray radiation or from proton radiation. It's only where is that radiation going. And so for our patients, for instance, that have prostate cancer, if we give radiation to that prostate and we can eliminate the radiation or lower the radiation that goes to the bladder that sits right next to it or the rectum that sits behind it, the risks of side effects to those organs are less.
So the benefits with this type of treatment for prostate cancer, very, very, there are a lot of benefits to it.
Yes, that's correct. There are a lot of different ways we can improve the quality of life. And I think that's one thing we really try to do with proton therapy is as we get better and better at curing cancer, it's no longer just about curing the cancer at all costs, but it's about can we cure the cancer while still maintaining a good quality of life.
And as you mentioned, this type of therapy can be used to treat pretty much all types of cancers, including prostate cancer and breast cancer.
That's right. And so we try to help participate in our community, letting them know that these are very common cancers in Americans. Prostate cancer is the most common cancer in American men, and that a large proportion of men as they get older will get diagnosed with this or will know someone who has been diagnosed with it. fortunately, with prostate cancer, we have a very good test now to be able to detect when that cancer is starting. It's a blood test called the PSA. And since we started doing that 20 years ago or so, we find the prostate cancers can be caught much earlier. And as such, we can treat it much better and prevent it from becoming a disease that in the past led to severe problems in men. That's what we're hoping as well we can do for the breast cancer community, is encourage women to get regular screenings so that if we can catch the cancers earlier, it gives us a better shot at getting rid of it with less side effects. You know, everybody's goal would be that eventually we would like to find a blood test we can just find it, breast cancer, like prostate cancer. But unfortunately, we don't have that yet. And so screening exams with mammograms and MRIs are still something that are very important for women.
And so you said that proton therapy, it's a 5-day a week?
That's correct.
Process?
5 days a week, Monday through Friday.
But the results are quicker? The end results are quicker than if you used some of the more traditional therapies?
No, I wouldn't say they're necessarily quicker. We track cancer out afterwards by doing regular examinations for months and months and oftentimes years after a patient has been treated. So it's not that protons necessarily will ensure a quicker result, but that with the same outcomes of success, we want to see less side effects from the treatment itself.
And what kind of success rate are you seeing with this kind of treatment?
So that's a great thing. We anticipate seeing success rates that are equivalent to or sometimes better than what we have seen with traditional radiation. You know, one of the most common cancers that we treat in the radiation world is prostate cancer. And for a man with early stage, that is prostate cancer, it's been found pretty early, we see that we can get control of that cancer 95 to 96% of the time, keep it from coming back. The more advanced ones, unfortunately, we don't have quite as good results, but we can still see oftentimes 80 to 85% chance of cure for those patients.
What kind of feedback do you get from your patients that are going through this new therapy?
Well, one of my patients likes to tell me, you know, proton therapy is one of the few medical treatments that has its own fan club.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of our patients will find us by looking online or talking to their friends who have it, and there's a very strong support group of men with prostate cancer who have had proton therapy and will attest to its efficacy as well as the good quality of life that they're enjoying afterwards as a result.
That's great. What is Space OAR?
So Space OAR is a new technique that's been utilized in the last few years to see if we can continue to improve the side effect profile even beyond what we're seeing with proton therapy. What it is actually taking a little bit of collagen. You know how people will go to get fillers in the foreheads or in their chin or in the cheeks, that type of filler substance for cosmetic purposes? Well, one thing we noticed was that the most critical organ that can be affected when one gives radiation to the prostate is the rectum, which sits right behind that prostate. And what we saw is that because protons can be very precise with the treatment, if we can place a little bit of filler between that prostate and that rectum, it pushes that rectum out of the way. And that allows us to give that entire dose of radiation, of proton radiation to the prostate gland, while almost completely eliminating that radiation to the rectum just by use of that little bit of filler. And so the filler has a brand name for this particular procedure called Space OAR, or stands for Space Organs at Risk, the rectum being that organ at risk.
Huh, interesting. So very important when it comes to treating, a very important process and procedure when treating prostate cancer.
Yeah, it certainly can be very helpful, and it just allows us, again, to get to our stated goal of let's cure that cancer, but let's do it with the least amount of impact to the quality of life.
So just getting right to the heart of the matter there.
Exactly.
And avoiding other organs and other areas of the body as best as you can.
That's correct. And that Space OAR is one of the devices techniques that we use to help do that. And then Space OAR is something that we do at our center as well for these patients.
Another thing I read about that I want to talk about is pencil beam scanning. What's that?
Yes, so pencil beam scanning is one of the newest technologies of delivering proton radiation. The protons itself are very targeted, and the ways it has been done in the past made it difficult to treat very large areas. Previously, when the first few generations of proton therapy centers, the technique of proton therapy was limited in the size of the area that could be treated with proton radiation. The newest generation of machines, which is what we have here at California Protons, utilizes a technique called pencil beam scanning that allows us to treat a larger area of a patient's body. And this, for instance, opened up the possibility for us to now treat breast cancer with proton therapy. And that's something we heard quite a bit in the past. You know, men can have proton therapy for their prostate cancer. How come women cannot? And oftentimes the difficulty was simply a technical limitation of what we could do in the treatment of protons. With this newest technology, that pencil beam scanning, now we can treat a woman with breast cancer without that technical limitation. And so in the last few years, proton centers around the country that have this newest technology are starting to be able to offer proton therapy for women with breast cancer.
So this new technology kind of made it easier then for you to move into that area as far as breast cancer goes.
Correct. That's correct. Previously, it was very difficult, technically speaking, to treat breast cancer. And so this pencil beam scanning on these newest generation of machines allows us to do that.
And if I'm not mistaken, California Protons was the first in the nation to offer this kind of technology?
That's correct. First one with this newest generation of technology to be able to offer pencil beam scanning.
And another new technology, I'm assuming new, is cone beam CTs.
That's correct. So it stands for cone beam computer tomography. It's very similar to when a patient has to go get a CT scan for taking a look at a particular part of the body. One of the things that we do with proton therapy is, as we want to be very, very accurate in where we give that radiation, we want to make sure that the patient is in the exact same position each day. Because with a very precise target, you want to make sure, first of all, you're not missing, and secondly, that you're not hitting something else you're not intending to. And one of the ways that we can image the patient very, very accurately is with this device called a cone beam CT scanner. So the cone beam CT inside our treatment room allows us to make sure that the patient is within a tenth of an inch of exactly where we're planning to give that radiation. That gives us ability to see and precisely place that proton radiation.
Oh, interesting. So you have to be pretty much in the same spot all the time.
Exactly. That's right. We don't want to make sure we're hitting just the area we're giving that radiation.
Again, making sure you get right to what you need to do.
Exactly.
And not affecting anything else. Now, California Protons offers tours and seminars too, don't you?
That's correct. We always have patients calling up and asking us, you know, what's your center like? And we try to explain to them, you know, it's a great healing sense of vibe, I guess we give it. We have, you know, high ceilings and a lot of air and light in our area. But it's hard to just describe that with words. And so we have seminars we put on several times a month where patients are able to just come and take a look at our center, find out a little bit about what proton therapy is, find out about our team, and then we give a tour of our facility showing the behind the scene of what are the actual mechanisms that are necessary to deliver this proton therapy. And one of the interesting things people hear about is our main rotational machine that uses the magnets to get to this pinpoint accuracy. It weighs 283 tons.
Wow.
Yeah, that's as much as a 747 airliner that we have to rotate around. It's about three stories in size. We rotate it around to within a tenth of an inch of accuracy, and we got three of those. And so during our tours, we open the doors for people to go back inside and actually see this large magnet.
Now you said that it's a five-day treatment process. How long is it an all-day thing that you're in there?
No, it's usually about an hour. So
that's it?
Yeah, patients will come in, get their treatment, and for those who are local, go back to work, or go for those who are not, go back to the golf course or the beach for the rest of the day.
So now you have the tours and seminars. It's not a pack. It is a package deal. It's not a separate tour and a separate seminar, right?
That's correct. It's about an hour and a half. They come for about 20 to 30 minutes for a little seminar, and then we give the tour.
And this happens periodically throughout the year?
That's correct. 2 to 3 times a month we have this, and patients are welcome to look on our website, CaliforniaProtons.com, where we post up the upcoming seminars, and patients can just give us a call to let us know they want to come on in. We do cap the number of people just so it doesn't get unwieldy, and so sometimes you have to wait till the next seminar if it fills up. But it's a fantastic opportunity to see what the center is like.
And as far as the seminar, so what is going on at the seminar?
So during the seminar, it's usually myself or another physician that talks about proton therapy and what it is, because a lot of times people are very interested in this technology. And so it's very similar to what I've been discussing with you here, Gary, just talking about what it is we treat. And a lot of times patients are coming to, they want to know, will this work for my specific cancer? Or will this work for my relative's specific cancer? And after the seminar and tour, we will stay around and speak with patients and potential patients and who have questions about what it is. A lot of times also at the seminar, we have patients who want to show their family members what they're going through and what they're seeing. And so we have patients who have their family members come from out of town for a week and will enjoy lovely San Diego and will pop in to, for the tour so they could show their family members what they're going through.
So when you walk in to the center, it's warm, it's inviting. Does it feel like a or look like a hospital or medical center?
It looks like a different
feel to it.
Yeah, it looks like a spa actually.
Yeah.
We got the
that's nice.
Yeah, we got the nice stone on the walls and a lot of air and light.
Well, that's nice, and it's always good for something like that for this type of situation.
Sure, you know that's one thing patients ask me a lot about. You know, what other things can I do to help my health? And go along with living better, of course, I say, you know, not only is it medical treatment, just generally the healthier person is going to help their immune system fight against that cancer. And so I say, you know, making sure things like having a good diet, having regular exercise, being in a stress-free environment, those all help the immune system to become stronger and better able to fight against the cancer.
So again, you offer tours and seminars that take place 2 to 3 times a month, and they happen at the California Protons Cancer Therapy Center. What's the address there?
It's at 9730 Summers Ridge Road, San Diego, California. And so just on Camino Santa Fe between Mira Mesa and Miramar. Tours are free to people to just come on by. Just give us a call so we can make sure that we have room for you.
Okay. And all the seminars are pretty much the same?
Yeah, pretty much the same.
Any advice before we wrap up? Any advice for someone listening this morning who has cancer or maybe somebody who knows somebody that has cancer? Any advice for them, especially if they're going through a different type of treatment for it?
I think one thing I tell patients is to make sure that they have a good team of physicians that are overseeing their care, because any cancer treatment is not just one physician. It's a team of doctors that oversee the patient's care. And if they have questions about whether or not proton therapy is an option, feel free to just reach out and contact us. We're happy to review charts and give our opinions as a second opinion for anybody who wants to just send in the records for us to take a look at.
And for somebody who may be going through a different type of treatment like chemotherapy, can they switch up in the middle of that treatment and go to the proton therapy?
So sometimes it requires a combination of treatments, chemotherapy and or protons and or surgery. And if someone is getting another form of treatment, it does not mean they will not also benefit from proton therapy as part of their overall course of treatment. And so, yeah, if someone is getting treatment for something else right now, feel free to give us a call still. We'll be happy to see if they're a candidate for proton therapy.
Do you find proton therapy working better for any one particular cancer?
No, it works well for a wide variety of cancers. The ones that we see most commonly, simply because there's a lot of it, is men with prostate cancer, and also specifically women with left-sided breast cancer, because one of the biggest areas in breast cancer treatment is that the heart sits right behind that left breast. And if we're able to pinpoint that radiation just to the breast and miss the heart, that gives us many, many advantages, because we know women who are getting treatment for breast cancer oftentimes are already getting chemotherapy that can damage that heart. And heart disease is another very, very common disease in the United States. And if we can avoid that, that's even better.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with that heart.
No,
that
we don't.
Heart.
No, we don't.
No, and that's where that targeting
exactly
comes in, especially when you're dealing with that.
Exactly. As we get better and better cures, again, our goal is to maintain or get even better cure rates with less side effects and the best quality of life possible.
Well, it looks like you're doing it with this proton therapy. This is really interesting. Again, I knew nothing of it before. Learning about it is great, and I think there's a future for these people that are going through cancer, dealing with it, and having this to help them now.
That's correct. It's just another tool that we have to help fight cancer.
And anything else before we wrap up? Anything else you want people to know about California Protons Cancer Therapy Center or the process?
No, we're happy to help any of our patients who have questions. We invite them to feel free to give us a call, and we'll give them our thoughts.
Okay, and once again, your website
is www.californiaprotons.com.
And are you on social media?
Yes, we are on Facebook as well, California Protons, and people are happy to look us up there as well.
All right, great. Dr. Chang, thank you for being on the show today, and thank you for all you do at the California Protons Cancer Therapy Center. It's appreciated.
Well, thank you for your time this morning, Gary. Have a great day.
That concludes another edition of Living Better in San Diego. The opinions expressed on Living Better in San Diego do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the staff and management of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. Episodes of Living Better in San Diego are available on this station's website. Join me next week when my guest will be from the Aja Project. Until then, I'm Gary Lee. Have a great week.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.